Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 5, text 21. All the blessed women in the heavenly planets will continuously chant about your spotless character at every moment, and the people of this world will also chant your glories continuously. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus being satisfied in all respects, the great mystic yogi Dravasa took permission and left, continuously glorifying the king. Through the skyways he went to Brahmaloka, which is devoid of agnostics and dry philosophical speculators. Purport. Although Dravasa Muni went back to Brahmaloka through the spaceways, he did not need an airplane, for great mystic yogis can transport themselves from any planet to any other planet without any machine. There's a planet named Siddhaloka, whose inhabitants can go to any other planet because they naturally have all the perfection of yoga practice. Thus, Durvasa Muni, the great mystic yogi, could go through the skyways to any planet, even to Brahmaloka. In Brahmaloka, everyone is self-realized, and thus there is no need of philosophical speculation to come to the conclusion of the absolute truth. Durvasa Muni's purpose in going to Brahmaloka was apparently to speak to the residents of Brahmaloka about how powerful a devotee is and how a devotee can surpass every living entity within this material world. The so-called gyanis and yogis cannot compare to a devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Shukuvacha Evam Sankirtya Rajanam Dravasa Paritoshitaha Yayo Vihayasa Mantriya Brahmaloka Mohaitukam Sankirtya Rajanam. This was Sankirtan. The Dravasa Muni was glorifying the activities of and character of Ambarish Maharaj. So So this is also Sankirtan. Sankirtan doesn't mean only chanting the holy name of the Lord, but chanting about the, describing the characteristics of the Lord, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his associates. So that's also Sankirtan. And glorifying the devotee in terms of his activities, character, and so on, is also Sankirtan. So Durvasa Muni was glorifying Ambarish Maharaj. So evam Sankirtya Rajanam. And Durvasa Paritoshita, he was satisfied and completely Paritoshita. And Yayo Vihayasa Mantriya Brahmaloka Mohitukam, he took permission of the king and left Vihayasa by the airways. It appears that the sage had attained the highest level of frequent flyer privileges. He didn't need a plane. No departure tax, no security, no extra baggage charge. He could simply go at will. This will be taken as mythology by mental speculators, but it's understood to be inconceivable potency. Inconceivable potency, Prabhupada said, means you can't do it. The tree eats with its feet. We can't do that. And it produces little capsules of citric acid, all nicely packaged. Lemons, oranges. We can't do that either. Well, how does the tree do it? It's inconceivable potency. The great mathematicians are figuring out things in their head, and some of us can barely perform simple arithmetic. So for me, it's inconceivable potency. The birds are flying. We can't do that. But for them, it's ordinary business. And the hummingbirds can hover in one place. They beat their wings and stand still in the air. It's marvelous. The fish stay underwater for their whole lives. For us, a few minutes underwater and we're finished. The starfish grow back their limbs. We can't do that. Now, there are all sorts of capabilities that individual kinds of living beings are endowed with. And sometimes it may be by birth, sometimes it may be by practice. So Durvasa Muni and all the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Siddhaloka means everyone's born with it. They're born with these mystic perfections. They don't have to work at it. Here, someone, even here in this world, on earth, there are people who have greater degrees of mystic power. There's been research done in various scientific settings where it's been determined statistically that people can do things like see things that are beyond the realm of their physical vision. They can know things that are in people's minds. They can affect objects without touching them. What else? Well, that's good enough for a start. All of these things are there. And statistically, it's been demonstrated that pretty much everyone has this capability to a tiny extent. So, for example, they'll do a test. There's a machine, and by a random number generator, it makes a wheel go around in this direction with lights. Bum, 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 bum. And your job is to make it go the other way, bum, 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 by willing it to do so. And over hundreds and hundreds of trials with ordinary people, they get a very small but statistically significant result, which means it's happening. And not only do they get a statistically significant positive result, they get a statistically significant negative result also. That is to say, if you believe in this phenomena, you're more likely to succeed, and if you disbelieve, you're more likely to fail. It should just be flat, no difference. None of this should affect anything. What you believe, what you think, what you will. But they get a statistically significant result. Precognition, that's another one, to know what's going to happen. People, they card guessing games, what card will come up next, and statistically significant, but small but statistically significant, positive results or negative results. That means everybody has mystic powers to a tiny extent. And there are some people who show them to an astonishing extent. In parapsychology, they're called special subjects, you know, people who have a greater ability. But because it's rather subject to fraud and all of that, parapsychologists in more recent years have stuck to statistical studies of ordinary subjects, because then you can't complain about individual instances of fraud except by the experimenter. But still, special subjects are found, people who can do all sorts of things. So when we find it in our experience in this world, then why not a planet where everybody can do it to a greater extent? It's already there. It's already shown to be present, happening here. It's so interesting, in fact, that the United States government, through its intelligence agencies, devoted considerable time and money to research and experiments on the project, on these matters. So it's not just for spooky, weird people, it's for spooky, weird governments also. So when these things are acknowledged to be or perceived to be happening even on Earth, what is the difficulty in accepting that there can be a planet where everybody is a special subject, where everybody has these powers to a highly developed degree? So Siddha Loka is described here as being such a place. Everyone is born with mystic powers, and therefore they can travel at will. They can anima, lagima. They can become lighter than a cotton swab. They can become heavier than a stone. They can become smaller than the smallest. They can become all of these different things. They can create a planet. They're born with the astrasiddhis, the eight mystic powers. So it's not a special thing. Siddha Loka. So Durvasa Muni had these powers, and therefore he went to Brahma Loka on a Sankirtan engagement to glorify Maharaj Ambarish. Brahma Lokam Ahoitukam. Ahoitukam means where there's no argument, no dry philosophical speculation. In mundane society, people are fond of arguing over everything, just argument for the sake of argument. And when it comes to matters concerning the ultimate truth, they use the same method to argue, to try to understand everything by logic, by argument, by reason. Hetu means cause or cause and effect, logic. So they try to understand everything that way. But that method will not be sufficient. The Tarko Pratishta Shrutiya Vibhinna Nasav Rishi Rasya Matam Nabhinna Tarmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta Tarka Apratishta. By argument, we won't come to a conclusion. One philosopher will have one argument. The next philosopher will come and say, his arguments were quite sophisticated, but... And then he'll give his argument. And the next philosopher comes and says that the previous philosopher really advanced our understanding of the subject, but... Bah, 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 bah. So one philosopher's business is to defeat the other philosopher or to come up with a new philosophy. And that generates lots of philosophy, but it doesn't bring us to a conclusion. So, Tarka Apratishta. And Shrutiya Vibhinna. There's so many different scriptures, and people read and read and read, and they have interreligious dialogues, and they have esoteric studies and eclectic studies, and they put this together with that, and they compare this with the other thing. And at the end, they're still nowhere. All they conclude is, wow, there's a lot of books, a lot of different scriptures. But what the conclusion is, they don't know. And Nasav Rishi Rasya Matam Nabhinna, that we've already discussed. Every philosopher has to have a different opinion, otherwise he's not a philosopher. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. The actual truth is quite hidden. Dharmasya Tattvam Nitam Guhaya. It's very difficult to ascertain. Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta. Therefore, one should follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas and in that way understand what is what. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Ganavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurulava. The Mahajan or Mahatma, finally, is the person who surrenders to Krishna. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many, many births of cultivating knowledge, Ganavan, when he actually gets knowledge, Mam Prapadyate, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything and includes everything. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. He's a rare Mahatma. So if one wants to get true knowledge, one should approach the Mahatma or follow in the footsteps of the Mahatma. And then he can understand what is what. On Brahmaloka, Brahmaloka Mohaitukam, they don't have to go through all of this speculation and this, because they've reached the conclusion. Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Ganavan. After so many births, they're Ganis in perfection. And therefore, they've concluded that Krishna is the absolute truth. And they've surrendered. So now there's no need of speculation. Speculation is for those who are in ignorance. I don't know. And therefore, maybe this way, maybe that way. Where's Harold? Well, maybe it's to the north. Or is it the west? Could be the east. I don't think it's the south. That I'm speculating like that means I don't know. Not knowing means I'm in ignorance. So for the person in ignorance, the speculative method is available, but it will be inconclusive. He'll die speculating without coming to any final understanding. So this is the shortcut method. The Mahajanas have already concluded that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. So if we simply accept it on their authority, we reach the conclusion. Otherwise, you can take the speculative method. We'll start with neti neti. This isn't the truth. That isn't the truth. It can't be this. It can't be that. It's not earth. It's not water. It's not fire. It's not air. It's not ether. It's not this. It's not this. It's not temporary. It's not perishable. It doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a form. It doesn't have a quality. It doesn't have... beyond duality, it's this. And then after many, many births, we'll come to some impersonal conclusion that beyond this material world is the absolute truth, which has no material form, no qualities, no name, no this, that, by negation. Because in our experience, all the things that are not absolute have names, forms, qualities, activities. So we'll come to the conclusion that the absolute must be beyond all those things. Which is correct. But by speculation, we won't come to the personality of Godhead, whose qualities are inconceivable. Pantastukoti satavatsara sampragamyo vayor atapi manaso munipungamana. So pyasti yat prapadasim nyavachintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamhang bhajami. Even if you could travel for millions of years at the speed of air or at the speed of mind or at the speed of Durvasa Muni going to Brahmaloka, still we wouldn't be able to reach the tip of the toe of Govinda. The mind just isn't up to it. The mind is not fit. How will we imagine that the absolute truth is herding cows and running in fear of his mother? These things can't be understood by induction, deduction, reduction, transduction. It has to be understood by hearing from the self-realized person. So Sukadev Goswami is such a self-realized person, and therefore Parikshit Maharaj is hearing from Sukadev Goswami, and we're also hearing from Sukadev Goswami so that we get the benefit, and we're also trying to distribute the words of Sukadev Goswami to others, so that they'll also become fortunate by their own speculative methods. They've created a humbug civilization in which they multiply their miseries. Bahuduka bhaja. They're trying to make a happy life, and in the process, they make their lives increasingly empty, increasingly meaningless, increasingly nasty. But by hearing from Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, or hearing about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, they can be purified. Their intelligence can be purified, their minds can be purified by Sankirtan. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So this is our job, to distribute the glories of the Lord and the glories of the Lord's devotees, which are appreciated even in Brahmaloka. All right, any questions?